This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Molly Wood. Up at the top of the world, the high north, Russia has just staked a big claim to a chunk of the Arctic. A big reason for that is that there's oil there. Several countries and companies are betting on uncovering that mother lode, and first out of the gate is Royal Dutch Shell. It's 1 week into exploratory drilling, but this is a project with both great risk and great opportunity. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Scott Tong reports.
In oil company speak, the Arctic is one of the last elephant fields. Some 20% of the world's untapped oil and gas is there. Stephen Kopitz at Princeton Energy Advisors says for big companies like Shell, their stock price depends on proving the energy is there.
10 years ago, Shell in particular felt that it was going to be very hard to find oil. And so they looked around the world to see where they could go. And one of the very few places you could add oil in big quantities was in Alaska.
Specifically, the Alaskan Arctic. A Shell oil rig right now is just starting to explore there. If it strikes oil, it may take a decade for it to flow, which is good timing, Kopitz says, because by then, U.S. oil from shale may be fracked out.
The U.S. shale revolution is slated to last probably through 2020, maybe through 2025, but it doesn't last forever.
For all the challenges, the drilling is the easy part. It's low pressure in shallow water. What's hard is the logistics, hauling some 20 vessels to waters far from the Coast Guard, from hospitals, from help. In one attempt 2.5 years ago, a Shell rig named the Kulluk separated from its towboat. Mackenzie Funk is author of The Wreck of the Kulluk.
The cable snapped and this giant rig drifted until it slammed into the rocks near Kodiak Island. And it was just a total loss.
Even before that, Shell had to contend with nature.
Suddenly an ice floe the size of Manhattan came drifting. They had to pull up everything and basically run away. Having been up there a few times and studied this, that's what I think people don't understand is how entirely remote this is.
These problems concern environmental critics, who also say there's no good fix for an oil spill. Regulators are also watching, as are other drillers with eyes on the Arctic prize. Business professor Bill Arnold at Rice used to work for Shell.
This year just about has to be error-free in order to get to next year and then years of development following that.
If not, $7 billion may be lost. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.